The second point is in these verses, Luke 24, John 5, and Hebrews 1. What is the point in these verses? Right. Concerning the Lord Jesus, right? That the scriptures were concerning the Lord Jesus. Okay, these three verses go together. In Luke 24, the Lord Jesus, in Luke 24, it clearly says that the things, let's read that. Get that verse back. 24:27. Okay, this is, yeah, right, I was right the first time. This is on the road to Emmaus. This is the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus began at Moses and the prophets, and he expounded in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So all the Old Testament scriptures are concerning Christ, right? And then, in verse 44, it says, these words which I spake to you while I was with you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the Psalms, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Okay? What this verse says, that the words that I spoke to you match all the things in Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Here, the Lord Jesus joins his spoken word with the written word of the Old Testament. He says, that written word in the Old Testament is concerning me. He said, my speaking, what I've spoken to you while I was with you, matches what was written in the Old Testament concerning me. So we need to see that God's speaking has what as its subject?
Christ.
Right. Christ is the subject of God's speaking. In the Old Testament, in Moses, in the prophets, in the Psalms, and while the Lord Jesus is on the earth, it all matches. All of it is God speaking concerning Christ. Okay? That's very clear. Then in John 5:39, the Lord Jesus put a challenge on the Pharisees. Search the scriptures, because in them you think you have eternal life, but they testify of? They testify of?
Me.
Right. He said, go ahead and search the scriptures. They testify of me. The subject of God's speaking is Christ. Then Hebrews 1, also we saw. God spoke in time past in many ways, right? Through many prophets to the fathers. But he has spoken to us in his Son, right? So God's speaking is concerning Christ and it is in Christ. This is a crucial point. This is a little hard. I know. Just be patient. God's speaking is in Christ. So if you're apart from Christ, can you ever get God speaking? No. To get God speaking, what do you have to have? Christ. To get God speaking, what do you have to have?
Christ.
You see? God speaking is concerning Christ, and in order to get God speaking concerning Christ, you have to have Christ. You see? So the subject of the Bible, the first point is the words of the Bible are true, the true words of God. The second point is the subject of the Bible is Christ. The subject of the Bible is Christ. God is speaking concerning his Son, concerning Christ. God is presenting Christ to man from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible. I think that's clearly proved by these verses, okay?